Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Gemini Mindset Monday Call. This is an international webinar that we do each and every Monday evening where we showcase superstars. We might do a mini training. We might bring information about our products. It's a not-to-be-missed call every week. It's where all of the team gets together as a family, and we do it on a Zoom call. We can see each other. We can talk. We can be candid. It's like a fireside chat with enthusiasm. So we always bring in new information, always bringing something that at least I believe is worthwhile and will make each and every one of you better. It'll be something that you didn't have, some information, some enthusiasm, some encouragement that you didn't have before you joined the call. And tonight is certainly not going to be an exception. We've got a special guest this evening, someone that I have grown to have a lot of admiration and respect for in a short period of time because of her heart, her commitment, and her demonstrated success through this program. Without any further ado, I'd like to welcome to the call Mrs. Deborah Swayze. Deborah,
Thank you. Welcome to the call.
Well, you're very, very welcome. You've got your handsome husband there. Why don't you introduce him to everyone?
This is a wind beneath my wings, I call him. My husband, Gary. He has just been so supportive to allow me to just figure this out and just kind of run with it.
Well, y'all make a dynamic duo, and that's nice of you to share that. And I know that's from your heart, and you make an awesome, awesome team. I know you're out in front, a little more visible than your delightful husband, but it's nice for you to give him the credit that I'm sure he's due. So, again, congratulations to both of you. Deborah, listen, what I'd like to do is I'd like for you to take the microphone, so to speak, just for a few minutes and share a little bit of your background. I was fascinated by that just a little bit. So people will just get a flavor. We'll have a little chat, but just take 3-4 minutes, take some liberties, and just kind of what brought you to Gemini. What's your background, history? You've moved around a lot. Just a little bit of a background, if you don't mind.
All righty. Well, I was I call myself a well-traveled person because I was actually raised in Saudi Arabia. My mom and dad were out there. My dad worked for Aramco Oil. So I traveled a lot. I went to boarding school in Beirut, Lebanon, Switzerland, and Italy. And I always knew that when my daddy retired, we would move to Florida where his family's from. So when we moved to Florida, my dad thought he had 3 boys instead of 3 girls. And we moved in the construction company. So we were out there driving backhoes and lifts and all kinds of, you know, big, heavy equipment before we were even driving. And I think it toughened us up, the 3 of us girls. When I turned 18, I took a year off of going to college to work. And my dad said, well, either you're going to work in a restaurant like you're doing or you're going to college. You get to take a choice. So my sister, I waited that year for her to get out of school, high school too. And we went to nursing school together. So there's 2 of us nurses. And for 40 years, I stuck with it. My sister's now, she's in construction. She's building, doing roofing. Yeah. And my little sister now is a member as well of Gemini. They both are. But I actually was a nurse for 40 years and my passion was just helping people. I went above and beyond. Even when I was a single mother, volunteered for the Red Cross, Meals on Wheels, hospice, and whatever charity I could run for. I was an avid runner and a bicyclist. So I always knew I had a big purpose. And when I met this man, he used to tell me, honey, you cannot help the world. You can't save
the world.
You can't save the world. Because he would come to pick me up from work and I'd say, we got to go to the store and pick up some shampoo and, you know, toilet paper and creams for this resident. He'd go, honey, that's not your job. That's who I am. And when I was looking for some relief for pain is when I ran across, which is a funny story, Susanna. I was actually doing network marketing with Nu Skin. So I was actually trying to do something part-time from home to be home with this one. And I actually tried to recruit her, and I sold her some Nu Skin products. So we got to talking, and she mentioned to me, getting to know that I had some pain and some back surgeries, she said, do you ever hear of the CBD oil? I'm with a company. This might help you. Well, I met up with her, Jay and Tuck, at a restaurant where Jay stood up and put a drop of oil under my tongue and his tongue. Didn't work for my husband, but it did for me instantly. I cried in that restaurant like a baby, and I knew I found my purpose because I knew that I had a platform now, being that I was home, not working full time, and I was going to just go into social media and help as many people as I could help. And that's kind of how I got to you guys. And I absolutely love the structure of the company. I love the people in the company. I love Jay Archer like so much because that man has taken every call from me. He has taken calls from me when I was ready to throw in the towel.
And in the middle of the night.
And that told me I was with the right company, with somebody that cared. Because as a nurse, I worked in a lot of different places. But you never have that kind of warmthness from the boss. The boss always keeps distance. So this was different to me. And I knew those days that I wanted to throw in the towel that I couldn't let Jay down. Couldn't let And the products are just, they speak for themselves. And as I started seeing the little bit of help I was giving my immediate family and friends, I knew I had to run with it. So I just dug deep.
Well, it sure shows, and I love it. Let me just take a couple of minutes here. First of all, I want to thank Susanna Weedy for introducing you because she was the catalyst, but that was an amazing story. I remember you shared a lot of that with me when one of our previous conversations, and I just thought everyone was going to hear that. I mean, from Beirut, Lebanon, to Saudi Arabia, 40 years a nurse, a construction background, driving backhoes.
Yeah.
I mean, lately, you've got an incredible background. I'll just say that. Quite unlike most ladies that I know. And I just affirm you, and I find it so interesting. Everybody's got their story, and everybody's got their interesting thing, but you've got a little bit more interesting story than many people. I would certainly agree with that. All right, let me kind of capsulize a couple of things. We now know your background. We know that it was the experience you had with the product that really got you sold on it, so to speak, and not just sold, to speak, but that's absolutely the truth. And then what you've done, I know you told me you were working with a company called Nu Skin, which I've certainly heard of, an outstanding company, but I don't think you were, have been with them very long. That was just a short while, wasn't it?
It was like 2 months.
2 months. All right. Mm-hmm. Now in our conversation, you correct me if I'm wrong, but that pretty much is your experience in total with network marketing. Is that correct?
100%.
All right, so you had
it.
Your sum total of all your experience networking was a part-time basis for 2 months with a company called Nu Skin, right? So that's what launched you into this adventure with Gemini. And you know, a lot of people feel like you've got to be a professional, you know, with network marketing, direct sales, what you want to call, in order to be successful. But I've never believed that that was true, and you are proving it's certainly not true because you are ringing the bell. It seems like on your Facebook account, it seems like every day somebody new is coming in directly or as part of your team. So kind of go back and put a little bit more meat on the bone, so to speak, in terms of what you think what's your secret sauce? Why are you being successful when people, who frankly have been with maybe other network marketing companies for a longer period of time are not quite as successful yet in terms of you. So you just kind of capsulize that, Deborah. Tell me how you feel. What's your method of operation? What makes you different? Why are you standing out?
Let me break in and partially answer that question.
Okay. All right.
She was a nurse for 40 years and then she retired. The only thing that brought her back out is she thought she could help people without without all the crap that goes along with nursing. She guarantees nothing when she talks to these people, but she has a way of speaking to people very professional because she was a nurse for 40 years. And she basically sells them. Well, I think it's got all to do with the nursing background.
Okay.
Not completely. He's right in some senses because I think because of the nursing background, initially people start listening.
Right.
Yeah. So he's right on that aspect. But I think what it is because I didn't have any experience, I had no mistakes to make. It was like there was nothing to correct. And I wasn't learning bad habits because I was watching people on Facebook that were doing it right. I was told during this challenge, when I started the challenge, just kind of pay attention to the people that are successful. The people that you want to watch are the people that will watch you. And they said, your tribe, your vibe attracts your tribe.
Right.
So I realized that by talking to people first and making that connection is what makes people trust me. Because, there's a lot of people out here that will post, you know, like their products constantly. And those are the ones people run from, I've noticed. And the ones that get out there and let you know them and see the vulnerable side to you and let you into their lives are the ones that people are drawn to. And I just take every single person that I have talked to throughout this journey becomes like a friend almost. You know, customers, I follow up with them to see how they're doing a few weeks, a few months. And those are the people that will always come back. And if they don't want to come back because of the price or it doesn't work for them, they're going to send me people that want it. And I've just realized that by making those type of bonds and being consistently on Facebook and being there is what people are looking for. There's been times I've gone live later than 6 o'clock, and now I have to announce that I'm going later because when I didn't announce it, I just figured I'm going to go an hour late. We were eating dinner late or something. Whoo! My messages blew up. Where are you? Are you not going live tonight? What's going on? So I realized consistency is true. Just well, be for people.
Very much so. I've got I have many little sayings. One of them is I'm in this industry and a lot of things, but particularly in this industry, what I'm looking for are FAT, fat people. Let me tell you what that stands for with me. It's not people who are overweight. It's people who are faithful, available, and trainable. Fat people. Faithful. And you've already nailed it for yourself. You're faithful. You've been available. See, now this is, I'm talking about Jay Archer here too. He's faithful.
Thank you,
he's
yes.
available. And we're always open to new ideas. You said this in one of our phone calls. You said that, and I agree with it, everybody's got their own personality. That's what they bring to the table. And what works for one person might not work for another person. And certainly in terms of products as well. But what you did is you found something that worked for you, which was leveraging your credibility with your warm network. Okay, and you get 40 years of nursing, but everybody's got a network. Everybody's got some type of credibility. And yes, I know that people would say, well, I can't do it now because she's a nurse and I wouldn't. No. What comes across with you is your sincerity. Just what you and your husband are talking about. You're a willingness and passion to help people at their point of need. Exactly. And you've got that sphere of influence, from your life, from your 50 years prior to whatever, of joining Gemini. You bring that to the table and then you build on new relationships, right? With other people and quickly build a relationship where they know you, like you, trust you, and then they can buy from you, right?
Buy from you. Absolutely. That's exactly the way it is. And I realized when I started doing that more of a person to person is when it just started exploding for me, And I've also realized in the beginning, I think I was a little bit more thinking about what the product's going to do for them instead of finding out what they want it to do for them. I was taking from my point of view, this is what it's going to do for you. But when I stopped and listened and they told me what they wanted, then I could help them.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, one of those phrases I'm going to use, I meet people at their point of need, not yours. I know people in the industry made a lot of mistakes because because they want to be financially successful, they automatically assume that the people they talk to are in it for the money. Okay, well, that's not always the case, is it?
Exactly.
Right? I mean, sometimes, it's the product. Sometimes it's a combination. So what you do, what I like to say is make an ask of yourself, A-S-K, make an ask, and ask them. Ask questions.
Absolutely.
Right? Isn't that what you do?
Yeah. And that's what I do. There's never been one person that has asked me for my website and said, can I get your website? I want to order it, that I haven't gone back and said, I can send you my website, but can we talk for a moment? Can you tell me what it is that you're wanting to achieve with this product? And once I do that, then they open up and they may actually go in and say, just like the other night, this one gentleman bought something he thought he needed. After we talked, he messaged me and he goes, I bought the other stuff too. We talked.
Right. Now, people, I think there might be I have a suspicion that people, maybe they're listening to this call and say, well, she's probably, with her background and so forth, the way that I'm hearing her talk, she's probably attracting a lot of customers, okay? And I'm sure that's true, but why don't you talk a little bit more about that? Because it's certainly not just limited to customers, is it, Deborah?
No, not at all. And
walk through that. Just walk through that process a little bit, if you would.
I started off with just saying, well, I love the product, so I want to just sell it to people that want the same results, that are looking for that. Then when I realized, I wasn't thinking doing that part of it in the beginning. I was just perfectly happy with selling some product till I realized, when I realized other people were asking me about the business, I thought, wow, I can reach more people with them, doing the same thing. And I was a little scared of that because I don't have that background. I mean, being a nurse in charge of a floor and where everybody knows their job is easy because everybody knows their job. Doing something like this where I have to teach them how to duplicate what I'm doing was hard. So I dug really deep and I reached out to people that I met on social media that were so kind, and we just bonded on a friend level and they walked me through it. So by them walking me through it, I reached out on my own to people that could help me, because there was a lot of times that I couldn't get the help on here because we're all new and everybody's figuring out, you know? So I had to figure out, I'm kind of like on my own here, so I better dig deep. And I was not bound to fail because I really wanted to help people more than anything. And I've had people say to me, well, you know, you're selling that because you want to make money. And I said, I tell you what, of course, if I can make money, I want to, but let me tell you why I got into it and how. When I tell them my story, then they change their tone with me.
Right. So you just want to be genuine.
Connections are so important.
Exactly right.
He never gives up either. When he first I remember her telling Jay, he goes, Jay, I've been talking to this lady in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to sign her eventually. Well, they talk. I mean, she must have talked to Betty for two and a half months anyway.
Yeah.
And then called Jay, I believe it was 3:00
in
the
morning. Well, Jay had given up.
I think it was 3:00 in the morning when we finally signed her.
And I couldn't wait till the morning.
We couldn't wait till the morning to call Jay. So I think she texted him that night or something. Yeah.
But what I love it is that no doesn't mean no. It means no right now.
That's right. Well, the phrase I use, you're so tenacious, like a dog on a bone. You just want to give up.
Yeah, true. You better watch out.
But I love pit bulls. My
Listen,
breed.
Hey,
but
you're awesome.
We're, he was going to be good for the company. So every once in a while, I would just send her a little nibble of this information, a little nibble of that. And then I knew I had her because I did my research and realized in Australia, they were coming up with their Sleep Awareness Week. Well, I knew, I said to her, this would be a good time for you to introduce Remedy. And she bit.
Listen,
there you go. Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah.
Well, we've got somebody that's dying to say something about you. Nicole, can we unblock Nicole's line? I didn't get the last name, but there she is. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. Hi, everybody. I just wanted to come in and say that Deborah is one amazing woman. Okay. Myself, I was in the beauty business and I have been struggling for 2 years in this business. I mean, being taught all the spammy stuff, being taught all these crazy things. And then I start this challenge and there's Deborah. And I looked at one of her videos, instantly fell in love with her personality. And then it just like, and I was like, oh, they're just the cutest couple. I freaking love them. And, you know, and she knew how to connect with me because she actually took the time to get to know me and get to know what, you know, what I was struggling with. And she got to know me and know my daughter that is on the spectrum of autism. And the oil has saved her life. Like literally, like I get emotional, but complete turnaround, like a complete turnaround. And Deborah has the biggest heart in the whole entire world I've ever seen as a person, as a nurse, as, you know, doing this too. And that's what attracted me to her. I had no thoughts of doing CBD oil. And then she's like, Nicole, you have a story, your daughter, you know, and you can help so many mamas and their babies on the spectrum. And that's my goal with her is like, you know, I want to help people. So I just wanted to shout out Deborah and let you know she is one amazing woman and she's going to help a lot of lives. We're all going to help a lot of lives. So well, I wanted to give so Deborah much. A shout out.
Well, you know, thank you so much.
It took me 2 months, but hey.
I think I'm fine and takes 2 months.
Yeah, but she didn't give up. She knew that I needed that help. She knew that, you know, she came to me and we got to know each other on, you know, on such another level that other people on Facebook are not comprehending. If you build a friendship, they will come.
Yes.
And if you're out there just, oh my gosh, you got this wrong, this wrong, this wrong, I've got the remedy for you. Well, you know, they might think, okay, you know, but you don't know what's exactly wrong with me, you know, but like she said, if you start asking them questions and getting in that, to that friendimacy, it's a whole nother story. So, you know, instead of, this is my new little one-liner that I learned from one of my coaches. Stop networking and start net friending. Yay!
Hey, I love it. Well, thank you again, Nicole. That's
you're
awesome.
Welcome.
I love the shout out, and I've seen several messages affirming what you just said about Deborah. Other people feel the same way, but thank you for being the voice of all those affirmers. So you're awesome, Nicole. That's what this business, that's what excites me about this business. It's, again, meeting people at their point of need, whether it's the opportunity to earn money or the product, you know, the changing lives, the combination of the relationship. It's such an amazing opportunity or program when done correctly. And what I mean done correctly is from the heart, with transparency, with genuineness. And when people are just transparent, that's what people are into real. I mean, I've known that for years. I hate hype. I'm all about hope. You know, that one letter difference, that Y to an O. And I've said that, you'll hear me say that a lot of times. What we offer at Gemini is hope, real hope for people. And I haven't seen hype. I hope we can stamp out hype, you know, anywhere if it ever springs up. I've never seen any of it since I've been on board. What I have seen is real hope. People are genuinely offering hope for people and meeting them where they're at, right? And you do that. You're a personification of that. Deborah, you and your husband both, and what an awesome team. And that's what's working. That's why I'm taking the time to showcase it. It's just to bring a spotlight on what is absolutely working and will always work in this industry. It will always work. Yeah. We're going to have more systematic approaches and more tools. I mean, we're just a 4.5, whatever it is, 5-month-old company. I mean, better days are coming, but at the same time, you know, do what you can with what you got where you're at, you know, and that's what you're doing. And it's working beautifully and it's duplicating. And that's what I really want people to hear is it's kind of get out of your comfort zone, you know, and get out there like you did and just let that enthusiasm from within come out and just share that. And then again, a bit, to be redundant, you know, your vibe attracts your tribe. And the people who are supposed to be with Gemini, in my opinion, will be with it if we as ambassadors just get that word out. You know, the whosoever will come, right? It may not be that person in Australia the first day, but you just wouldn't give up, you know, and here they are, you know. So.
And the same with Nicole. You know, I knew Nicole belonged with us in this family before she knew it, but I was not going to tell her that. I needed her to know that. I needed her to feel that. When you reach somebody on that level, then they really want it, you know. Instead of trying to make them understand that this is good for them, when you meet them on that level, then they come on board, they're ready, like Svetty right. was, Nicole was, and everybody else that I've had. And I've also learned that I think you need to let go and let God a little bit.
Amen.
I try to hold too tight, and I think I have the plan, and I level it out, and here I go. He tears up that road. I've got to make another path, you know? And I realize that, plus this, I always say, you know, to everybody that gets a little frustrated because it's not moving fast, this isn't a sprint, it's a marathon.
Right.
And, you know, enjoy the journey while you're climbing, because sometimes the view while you're going up that mountain is more beautiful than the top of the mountain.
I love it. That's a beautiful picture. And timing is so important, as you discussed. And said, I don't know, you know, I want everybody to be, you know, the timing to be my timing. I want them to join today, but that's not the case.
Yes.
They do things for their reason and their timing, always. I do it, you do it, we all do, right?
Absolutely. I have a friend that's been thinking about this now for another 2.5 months. Seems like the golden time for me, that 2 months. And she's in Ireland, and she's ready to do it, but she's still on that fence. So I don't push her. I just kind of fill her in on what's going on. But I don't want somebody that I have to push.
Right.
You know? When they're ready, then they're going to work with me like I'm working.
That's a lot of wisdom in that statement right there. My experience, a whole lot of wisdom. All right, let me summarize this. So you weren't a product expert when you got involved. You weren't a network marketing expert. I'd say you were a nursing expert. But what came across was not so much, what I'm hearing is not so much the nursing profession, but the nursing attitude. Is that you have that desire to reach out and help people. And that is the summation. We're running out of time. I could talk to you another hour, and I'm sure everybody could listen to you for another hour because it's so entertaining. And it's really rich, Deborah. You really shared some great points. And I hope people, the listeners tonight, really heard what you were saying. Because, and you said this, but if you can be successful, a whole lot of people can be successful, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, you're the first to, you know, to be self-deprecating. You don't brag on yourself. Your husband brag about your people, but you don't brag about yourself. And that's wonderful humility. But any quick closing comments? I'm going to bring Jay on the line here to punctuate this. But anything you or your husband would like to say in closing tonight?
Now, the thing I say is, let's remember that crab's in the bucket. We are not crabs in a bucket. We all need to understand that we might need each other from time to time and be there for that person. And don't feel that there's competition here, because there is no competition. You know, we're going to attract who we're going to attract. So by helping each other, we're going to make the business, the company successful, and then we'll be successful.
Right on. Right on.
Yeah.
All right, well, you're awesome. Listen, I'm going to invite Jay to come on and put a bow on this call. Jay Archer, I know you're in the house. Unmute yourself, brother.
Hey, Jim.
There he is.
Deborah, Larry, you know what? I felt like a, you know, the bobblehead dogs that are just. that was so good. You know, the one thing that I realized when I met y'all so early on is huge heart. When sum them up completely, and you know what? Heart. It's, you know, do they want people to join them? Absolutely. But for them, And I know, because I saw the tears coming out of Deborah's eyes when she tried the remedy and it worked. She was so excited because she realized she's got something that is going to change a lot of lives. It wasn't just like, this is great because I'm not hurting anymore. I know she was excited about that, but I think she also knew, you know, this is going to help that man right next to her.
Yep.
Absolutely. It took him a little while because he told me at first, he's like, I don't think I trust you. I said, that's all right. You're going
to
love me.
You know, Jay, you never have to wonder what I'm thinking, though.
There was a lot of really, really good things tonight, but I can tell you the biggest thing, their heart and their heart of wanting to help people. Something that they mentioned about getting to their level. You know what?
Yeah.
I love doing that because I love talking to somebody and just ask them, what is it you want this to do for you?
Yes.
And if they say, you know what? My anxiety, my depression, you know, I have fibromyalgia, I have, you know, pain. I'm just sitting there and I'm chalking it up and I'm getting excited. I get so excited because I know that's life that's going to be changed in quickly.
Yeah.
I get so excited hearing, what do you want it to do for you? And just because I know also we're going to change so many lives on these products. And now what's happened is we're changing a lot of people's lives on the income, and we haven't even begun to do that. So, y'all, thank you so much for being on. Thank you for being you, family. And I told you when you came on, I said, hey, you're never going to have a problem holding me.
Let me tell you, Jay, I learned that you're the one that's really driven me to do that, to be very accessible to people. And I'm accessible constantly during the day. At night, I turn it off. But the thing is by being accessible, I have been there for times that I needed to be there.
Yeah,
exactly right.
And you know, one other thing that you mentioned that I think is so important, you mentioned Christ. You know what? Yeah. A lot of people asked her, like, you know, what makes y'all so different? You know, I've had people get mad at me because they're like, you talk about Christ. Well, guess what? I'm giving credit where credit is due. I'd rather offend you than him. We're blessed. And I know a lot of people on the call feel the same way, and some that don't. Sorry.
Exactly.
But you know what? We're going to change a lot of lives together, both in health and wealth. The future is bright, and it is just beginning. When you look and see where we're going to end up and the lives we're going to change, man, I feel good. But thank you so much for being on. God bless y'all. Back to you, Jim.
Okay, Jay, hang with me. I've got one more topic to talk about. Amazing job, Deborah and Larry. Thank you. Thank you so much. But before we hang up tonight, I'll let y'all say, you know, goodbyes. But we want to talk about the contest. It's not over yet. We have still, it's like Deborah talked about, it's not over yet, ladies and gentlemen. We've got three new winners. All these names I'm giving you are unofficial. You can double check and all that. But three names that I have been given at the last minute here today that qualified were Kim Tweed, Melissa Dempster, and Heather Leopard. Congratulations, all three of you. Woo-hoo!
Yes! Like
yes. Listen, I think we go, oh, look at that. That's awesome. Nice job on that photograph. Listen, Jim Anderson and Jay are in agreement. This is not the end of the list. We've got another couple days, and it's going to happen for another 5 or 6 or 10 more people. There are so many so close, just as within less than 50 points. I know those individuals are going to go over the line here just in a couple of days. But just remember, it's never too late, never too late. And we had a person go from 2,000 points to 4,000 points in a couple of days. So that can happen. Isn't that right, Chrissy? All right, there we go, Brad. Look at all. I'm seeing everybody.
You're going to find some tomorrow that they've already made it. You just don't have that list. But we already have some that's made it. You're going to get that list.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Chrissy. I knew that would be the thank you. I know that's the case. And that isn't the end of the list, you know, and I didn't read everybody's name. But anyway, congratulations to the newest winners, the ones you already know about. Chrissy, thank you. Thank you again, Deborah and Larry. Amazing job. Always a great bow tire, Jay Archer. So with that, we're going to end the call tonight. But listen, don't forget to get out there and get the rest of those points to get on that trip. You're not going to meet it. You're going to be able to meet this precious couple in Jamaica. They're going to be there, you know, along with all the leaders we're talking about. So be there or be square. Everyone, Thank you so much for joining us. Great job. Great call. I'm fired up. Have an amazing God bless everyone.
Hey. Great job.
Great call, y'all.
Phenomenal call, guys. You did a wonderful job. Thank you.
Hey, Chrissy. Awesome.